Natalie, what advice would you give to a parent if they were concerned about their teenager's mental health?
Well, one of the things I think is very difficult for parents is this coping with the quite sudden changes in their teenagers' behaviour, and that can raise quite a lot of anxiety for parents. I think that talking to other parents that have had teenagers is one of the most helpful things that parents can do as a source of advice and support, because a lot of the time, what we see here in CAMHS is effectively what we would consider to be very typical in terms of normal teenage development. And it's although it feels very unusual and concerning for the parent, we wouldn't want to put any kind of a diagnostic label on typical teenage behaviour. I think that, especially when it comes to low mood and anxiety and those sorts of things, there needs to be, sort of substantial behaviour change that's consistent over a period of weeks with no respite for it to be coming under sort of our remit where we would screen a referral. But all and most psychological problems boil down to the same basic process, which is that we all suffer because of our capacity to worry about the past and worry about the future. And we get stuck inside our judgments of ourselves, of other people, and the world around us. And the basic psychological process that's at play there is that we get very hooked by unhelpful thoughts. We believe them as facts rather than as possibilities, and we engage in ineffective and unhelpful behaviour as a way of trying to manage those thoughts. And then if you get stuck in that cycle, you end up doing less and less of the things that you care about, less and less of the things that bring you meaning and satisfaction to your life. And you do eventually become very too anxious to leave the house or to go to school or extremely depressed, because humans are not adapted for doing nothing. They're adapted for surviving. They're not even adapted for being happy. That's a trap that we sort of fall into, that we believe that because everybody on social media looks like they're having the perfect life, that there must be something wrong with us because we're not. But of course, it's an illusion that we get very, very bothered by. And then we start to judge ourselves and our lives and everything becomes very dramatic and very negative as a teenager. And that's really normal for teenagers to say, I hate you, my life's awful, my life sucks. So just being able to hold on to the normality of all of that, but still keep a, an eye out for your child's actual mental health and making sure that they have lots of opportunities to get up and do something purposeful in their day, something that they enjoy, something that they're interested in. Making sure that they get enough sleep and that they're eating well, making sure that they're connecting with other people because we're social creatures. So that's absolutely vital to our contentment in life. And doing all of those things should provide a real, and having a challenge and achieving things. So all of those things will protect against mental ill health and make sure that you live the life that you have the potential to live.